You're listening to the Closing Market Report for Illinois Public Media. Dial 217-244-9455. Pledge your financial support right now. WillAg.org, WillPledge.org. We're joined by Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, to take a look at the weather forecast. Don, I think we probably should start with the rainfall across the Corn Belt. Where is it and where will it be and how soon do all those things happen?
Well, it's one of those all-encompassing situations. As we look ahead here for the rest of this week, we're going to see that at least initially it's going to be out west. Nebraska, South Dakota, and Iowa, Missouri, going to be looking at quite a bit of shower and thunderstorm activity. And you probably heard on the news there's a high risk of severe weather later today and tonight in those areas. And then across Indiana, Illinois, portions of Ohio, the southern Great Lakes, it looks like tomorrow and into tomorrow night and Thursday. And then there are other waves coming. It looks like about every other 2 days there will be some type of system moving through the Corn Belt Midwest, a couple of days of good weather in between. But it looks very much like exactly what you'd expect this time of year, some frequent precipitation chances. Temperatures will be a bit below normal, but nothing too cold.
If it's a couple of tenths at a time, that makes not a lot of difference to producers. They can get in and out of the field, but if at any point they get more than that, whether it comes all at once or it comes over several events, things slow down. How much precipitation do you think will fall?
Well, I think with the initial system that's coming through this week, maybe one of the bigger and heavier precipitation producers, and that's going to be in those western areas, eastern Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri. Some of those areas could be looking inch and a half of rain. And as you usually get in these situations, you're going to get pockets where the heavier thunderstorms form, where you're going to get a little bit more. But I think that generally speaking, at least here in the short term, it's this first system that looks like it'll be the heaviest rain producer.
And is this the start of something on a regular basis? Do you think, you talked about later on this happening again, but do you see this as something that will persist for more than a couple of weeks?
Yes, I think it's really not going to be until after the 21st of May before the continental United States sort of transitions into a pattern that gets a little bit more stable. Until then, I think we've got a 3-week period where it's going to be a pretty busy pattern.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Remember, you can always hear our programming anytime you'd like on our website at willag.org. If you want to go to iTunes, you can pick it up there as a podcast or in any other way that you actually use podcast. Let me know if you don't know how to do that, and I'll help you out. You can contact me at tgleason@illinois.edu. But right now, I want you to do one more thing for me, because this is the last shot I have with you today, and this is the end of the fund drive. 217-244-9455. Don't wait. Just do it in the next hour or so, or when you get into the office tonight. It doesn't matter. 217-244-9455. Pledge your financial support, or go to willpledge.org. That's willpledge.org. If you're on willag.org, the full-size website has a button up at the top of the page that says donate. It's just a word. Says donate. You can go there as well. Thanks so much in advance to everybody who has participated, and I appreciate all of the effort that you put into putting a good crop in the ground this year. I'm Todd Gleason.